Message number 850. Trust me and I will open your eyes to the truth of your glorious future. Monday, July 22, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, I call out to all the young people in the world of all creeds and all faiths. I am Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, and I will make myself known to you soon. Once this happens during a supernatural event which will be experienced all over the world at the same time, you will know the truth. You may not accept my call to you now. You may not welcome me in your day-to-day lives, but when you feel my love, nothing else will matter to you again. The time for the second coming is close. This event, when I come to bring peace as I herald in the new paradise, will overwhelm you with a joy which you have never before experienced. I will bring you a life beyond your dreams, a life which when glimpsed will be all that you desire. The second coming is not to be feared, as it will be the most powerful, joyous occasion. This is my promise. You must never worry or feel that life is over, that you will be denied the time you take for granted in the world, because life will only be beginning. This time there will be no torment, hurt, anger, hate, or division. Only love will thrive, and with it a life of splendor where you will live in great unity in love and peace with your loved ones. I am preparing the world for this great event which has been prophesied. In order to prepare, so that in the blink of an eye the world will change for good, you must come to me. To be given this life in the new paradise where you will retain a perfect body and soul, you must ask me to cleanse your soul. In order for me to do this, you must ask me to forgive you your sins. It is this simple. I know you are a sinner. You know that you are a sinner, but this must never separate you from me. If you are troubled or fearful, then tell me your worries and I will soothe your pain. Trust me and I will open your eyes to the truth of your glorious future. When the earth is renewed and the second coming is announced, I will be waiting to greet you. I will always love you, because it was for you that I gave up my body when I allowed them to crucify me. If I love you so much, then nothing should stand in your way to call on me today. I await your call. Your Jesus.